I'm Beth Perrell. Florida A&M University College of Law has announced a new economic justice clinic. An open house is coming on January 25th. With me is the clinic director, Mark Dorison. He is an associate professor of law and director of clinics and field placements for Florida A&M University College of Law. What is the mission for this clinic?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's delightful to be here. This clinic is designed to address broadly the racial wealth gap in our community. And so the clinical programs generally provide law students with experiential opportunities to actually practice what they're learning in the classrooms and represent clients. And this clinic will be representing small businesses, people who want to start small businesses, entrepreneurs, and nonprofit organizations that are particularly serving in the Paramore community and in other predominantly minority communities in our area.
So tell me how it will work. How will those potential clients get to you?
The clinic works just like a small nonprofit law firm. You know, I'm, as the director, I'm kind of the equivalent of the senior partner. I've got six really brilliant and dedicated young law students committed to the mission of racial and economic justice. And we, you know, folks who need legal assistance, whether, again, and we take a very broad view of economic justice. Let me say that at the beginning. So folks who are want to start a business, folks who already have a business, folks who have an who want to start a nonprofit, have a nonprofit, and need any kind of legal assistance that any business would need. So that could be from the very beginning, how do I incorporate, how do I form the business, to questions about contracts, leases, employees, permitting, licensing, tax, finance, any of the issues that any business would have, but that we know many small businesses and particularly minority-owned businesses, because they begin so stretched, tend to deprioritize. So, and I'll give you a good example. What, you know, in, after COVID, the federal government came out with lots of assistance for small businesses that were affected by the pandemic. And to access that money, loans and grants required businesses to produce certain paperwork. And what was shown was that many small businesses didn't have those resources and so weren't able to get those loans that were specifically intended to help exactly those businesses. So what the clinic is going to do is to hopefully make sure that any small business that's working in the community, that's working to bring economic opportunity in the community, will have the access to the legal resources that they might otherwise not be able to afford.
Working off of the example you just gave, which has the federal implications, are there particular challenges for this work in Florida?
Well, there are particular challenges in Florida, just as there are particular challenges in any community. I mean, certainly the Paramore community, for example, which is, you know, where the law school is located, is subject to extraordinary gentrification and redevelopment pressures. Same thing with the Eatonville community, for example. And so those challenges are unique, but at the same time, the challenges that that businesses and potential businesses face here in Florida are the same that minority-owned businesses face nationally. And they're really the legacy and continuing impact of our history of race discrimination and segregation. I don't know how much detail you would like to go into, but we know just the data shows, you know, the wealth of Black families in America is 1/10 that of white families. So if you just think about that in the most basic formula, for every $1 that a white family has in America, a Black family has 10 cents. Black families are more than twice as likely to have no wealth, meaning the value of their debts exceed the value of their assets. You know, there are disparities in home ownership, which is a critical element of building wealth and particularly generational wealth. We know Black businesses face unique challenges. Just 1% were able to obtain business loans in their first year. When funding is received, it's often at higher rates. As a result, a higher percentage have to rely on personal and family savings as a source of startup capital. And all of these impacts put legal resources further out of reach for those businesses. And so the Economic Justice Clinic is going to provide those resources at no cost so that these businesses have a greater chance of thriving.
Tell us about who will staff this clinic.
The clinic will be staffed by law students who will be under my supervision, and they will be the primary counselors and advisors to these businesses, all working under my supervision as a licensed lawyer here in Florida. So again, the clinic mission, and this is true for all legal clinics, is twofold. One is to provide this experiential educational opportunity to students to really say, take this stuff you're learning in your lectures and see how it actually impacts the lives of people who need legal help. So it's the educational piece, and then we marry it with the community service piece, which is providing that service to communities, residents, families, individuals in need. That's the broad mission of legal clinics generally, but for FAMU, that community service element is part of our core mission at the law school. And we have posters all around the building that have that mission. And it says very clearly, our job is to train young lawyers to provide legal resources to marginalized communities. So this clinic really, I think, hits all the high notes.
What kind of sort of metrics are you going to use to sort of assess the progress of the clinic and its success in those two goals?
Sure. Well, certainly on the educational goal, we're looking to, we're going to have 6 to 8 students every semester. And so after a year, the hope is we'll have between, 18 and 24 new young lawyers trained on how to do transactional legal work, particularly for lower wealth residents and businesses, and that they will carry that knowledge out into their private practice as they go forward and graduate, whether in whatever context it is. So we will be creating a cadre of lawyers who are able to do this work and embrace the commitment to that kind of dedicated community service. And on the community service side, my goal is after a year that we will have served, 40 to 50 businesses and business organizations, helping them pursue the goals and priorities that they've established for themselves and for their economic goals for the community. So the metrics will be measured twofold. It'll be on the client service and on how well we impart the mission to law students and they carry that forward.
So what kind of support or aspirational goals are being set in the wider community outside of FAMU for your clinic?
Well, one of the things about economic justice work particularly, which again, as I mentioned, is very broad, is, as lawyers, we have to recognize we play a limited role in that struggle. Right? We provide the legal resources. But what we know is that many businesses and folks who want to start businesses and residents who have, economic issues need other assistance besides legal assistance, right? So there's technical support for businesses, finance, issues related to public education and outreach. And so part of our work is partnering with the other organizations in the community that are already doing this great work, groups like the African American Chamber of Commerce and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the National Entrepreneur Center and the Black Business Leadership Institute and the Urban League and private entities. Wells Fargo has been has provided substantial financial support to help get this clinic off the ground. And we've worked with them and with other banks as well, Bank United, who stand at the ready when there are financial questions. And so being able to, build some synergy into the great work that's being done with the legal resources that we can provide, I think, you know, we'll really maximize our collective potential here. And so we've been doing a lot of outreach with those organizations and with, you know, other smaller groups and churches and community development organizations, so they can help reach the people who will be able to take advantage of the program.
For both listeners as a whole, but also those potential small business owners out there or small business owners out there who could use your resources, could you give us a sort of practical example, whether it be real or hypothetical, that is kind of plays up what these lawyers will be doing?
Sure. I mean, so I'll give you a couple of examples from some work I had done previously in a similar clinic when I was teaching in North Carolina. So, you know, we've had, you know, some of the very most basic initial business issues. What form should my business take? Should it be a partnership? Should it be a limited liability company? Should it be a corporation? And, you know, what are the differences between those? And then how do I do it once I've selected one? How do you do the paperwork? How do you do the processing? What needs to be filed? For nonprofit organizations, you know, what do I need to do to become a 501c3, to become a tax exempt entity? That's something that the clinic can help an organization do. For businesses that are ongoing, you know, we've worked on matters, you know, one business needed an employee handbook. They were at the point where they had enough employees. They needed to have some policies in place to ensure that employees were treated fairly and understood the obligations. Another organization we worked with had a lot of volunteer participation and so needed a volunteer agreement. So there was a, you know, mutual understanding of what the expectations were and the responsibilities. And then, you know, it could get more and more complex. I mean, one of the things about doing this work is you could have a business client over time that says, you know, at the beginning I need this, and then now I need this, and now I'm ready to, you know, I've been working out of my house, but now I'm ready to rent a storefront. And so I needed someone to review the lease, and I need a permit from the city. And can I do that? What are the requirements for that? So those are those kinds of issues. Really any kind of issue you could imagine, with the exception for this clinic of litigation. So this clinic is going to be focused on what we refer to in the law as transactional legal work. So, which is everything that's not litigation, right? So negotiation and contracts, all the things I mentioned. If a business was in, you know, was being sued or needed to sue somebody else, that's not something we'd handle in the clinic, but that is the kind of thing where our relationships with other organizations and allies would be able to make those connections. But the range of services is really unlimited. I mean,
Are you already hearing from people in the community hoping to get there when the door opens?
We are. We have a preliminary intake form on our website, and we've been making it available to folks and organizations to help share. And so we've already gotten some of those sent back. I've gotten some calls from, I got a call today from someone who said they needed some help. And so we're starting to see that. And then on January 25th, we're having a big open house here at the law school. From 6 to 8 p.m., where we're inviting folks to come in to the clinic itself and see the space. And if they're someone who potentially needs legal assistance, our students will be here and ready to do the initial intake.
What are some key ideas you'd like our listeners to walk away with now about the clinic? What's the message you'd really like to get out there right now?
The most important message I hope folks get is that this clinic is designed to be a critical community resource to provide the legal services again to small businesses, to entrepreneurs, people who want small businesses, and also that the mission of this clinic is primarily to help those clients that will be clients of the clinic, but also to bring a measure of economic justice, hence the name of the clinic, to the community, right? We set up this clinic, and the vision that Dean Keller had and I've talked about is what can the law school do to really help address the racial wealth gap and to bring a greater measure of equality and justice to our community? And so all the work we'll be doing, while it's individualized work on behalf of clients of the clinic, it is to effectuate broader community change. And that's the message I hope people take.
Thanks to my guest, Mark Dorison, Clinic Director, Associate Professor of Law, Director of Clinics and Field Placements at Florida A&M University College of Law. I'm Beth Perrell.